Talking now on our Coach's Corner program with Forest City Head Wrestling Coach Steve Stout. And Coach, a couple of things to talk about. I know wrestling has been able to happen, so that's been a good thing. Let's talk about last Saturday. You guys went to Clear Lake. I know a tournament you guys are familiar with there in Clear Lake this year. And some teams that you get to see there often are back. Coach, tell me how you think Saturday went.
Well, we started the day really well. First round, we had a lot of wins. I think team-wise, we were in second place after the first round. And with a tournament like the Clear Lake tournament, I mean, you have Algona there, who's a top five team, and in 2A, and Emmitsburg, who's a top 10 team in 1A. You're going to run into some tough guys. So we had a really good first round, got a lot of guys through that first round, and then we kind of struggled the next round and then lost focus for a round. So it was an up and down day, but overall ended up with a champ in Deegan Moore, who wrestled extremely well and looked really good all day. Won a 600-mile 10, ended up in third. And then we had Andrew Hoffman, Gavin Grunhold, and Aiden Frost all get fourth. And Ben Norland, Dominic Omart, Noah Bronitz, and Kobe Umbaugh all ended up in fifth. So overall, it was a decent day. Like I said, we still need to put together a full day. But we started the day strong, which was probably the first time this season that we came out of the gates firing on all cylinders. But we just need to learn how to keep that going for the second, third rounds and put a full day together at a tournament. So learning slowly, but we're getting there. So it's just as long as we keep improving every time out, we'll be all right.
Coach, obviously having multiple guys have success at a tournament like that has to be something that's kind of a motivational thing for them the rest of the season, and even other guys in the room saying, hey, we see these guys doing it, we can do it too.
Yeah, and that's one thing we've really kind of preached, the family aspect of wrestling and everyone having each other's back. So when you see your teammate going out and battling and getting a win, it fires you up. And I think our guys really taken to that and building on each other's wins. And we just make sure we're focusing on building on each other's wins and don't let someone else's loss get to us. We have to take a teammate's loss and have that fire us up for our next round. Say, hey, we're going to lose one, but we're not going to lose two in a row here. So the guys are really embracing that team concept, and we're building on that, and hopefully we can keep building on it.
And, Coach, just about any other activities this week have been postponed, but the weather stays clear for wrestling on Thursday. I would assume that you were in charge of the weather this week, and with that, you guys traveled to Northwood to take on Northwood Kensett, St. Ansgar, and Garner Hayfield Ventura. You started off with Garner Hayfield Ventura, found a big win there. And then you found a win over Northwood, and then ended with a exciting duel with St. Ansgar. Really fun night, Coach, and saw a lot of battles from your kids out there. What did you see first with that Garner duel?
Once again, we were able to come out and start off firing on all cylinders, which was good. We made some mental mistakes, and that carried throughout the night, but that Garner duel kind of got us started. And, you know, Garner's one of our big rivals, so anytime you get a win against a Garner team, it's always a big plus. So that was a good way to start the night and kind of get the ball rolling for us.
And with that, the momentum of that, you guys switched over to take on Northwood Kensett, which is the home team. And, you know, I know Northwood doesn't have everything filled up, but even the weights they did have, your kids went out there and battled hard and found a bunch of big wins.
Yeah, and we kind of carried that momentum into the Northwood duel. Like I said, our mental mistakes were high, but we countered that with a lot of fight throughout the entire matches. So Northwood's got a couple tough kids here and there, and we were able to battle them and minimize the points we gave up and kind of capitalize on the matches we did win. And we were able to do that the entire night to cover up the mental errors we were making, and that kind of carried us into that last duel against St. Ansgar, which, like you said, got exciting, and we had to really buckle down to get the win in that one. But we ended up getting pins and two of our last four, or two pins and a forfeit in the last three matches. So going into that, we knew that we were going to have to pick up the bonus points, and really been preaching to the boys of getting the bonus points and minimizing bonus points. And last night, we really did that up and down the lineup and throughout all three duels. And when we were outmatched, we saved a team point here or there by saving, not getting pinned, or saving a major decision or a tech fall. So finishing the night 3-0 was a kind of a good springboard for us. And even though we didn't wrestle pretty and we made mental mistakes, it kind of showed the boys, you know, hey, if you fight and wrestle through the adversity, that good things will happen. So it ended up being a good night for us.
And, Coach, that's what I was going to bring up as well, talking about that bonus points, because in a couple of the duels we saw there on Thursday night, there was, you know, kids that, you know, maybe only gave up five rather than six, or maybe went out and scored four instead of three. And it really seemed like the kids were conscious of, hey, where am I at on the mat? Hey, where is the point situation at? And obviously, you've talked about that throughout the year, so you've been preaching that. So it's got to feel good to you guys as coaches that the kids are, you know, kind of hearing what you're saying and actually acting on that.
Yeah, and one of the big ones, I mean, Noah Brionis wrestling up a couple weight classes at 150, taking on the top-ranked guy in the state from Garner. We're able to minimize the damages there, and Noah fought like a champ out there for us and wouldn't give up the fall and saved us a team point there. And at the time, it doesn't seem like a big deal, but, I mean, you look back a week and we lose a duel by 1 point to North Butler, something like that's huge. So the guys are embracing that, and it's one of those things where we tell them, you know, in losing, you can still win for us by saving us a team point, by not going to your back. So they're learning that, and it's as a coach, you always hope that the guys are listening to you. You never know for sure until something like that happens. So we picked up more pins than we gave up, and we doubled the number of pins we gave up. So that's when you do that tonight, you know good things are happening for you.
And with that, Coach, you guys were scheduled today to Cedar Rapids in that Jefferson tournament. You guys have done a little bit, so that's not going to happen as obviously the weather comes in. So kind of a Saturday off for some of the guys, and maybe some good rest getting ready for a big week next week.
Yeah, for sure, with conference being next week, and we've got duels with Hampton and Iowa Falls on Tuesday at home. It's as much as you want the kids to keep working out, and we said, hey, you need to take today and tomorrow off, and we'll regroup and get your bodies rested up and healed, and we'll refocus and hit this big week with a pretty tough duel on Tuesday with Hampton, and then our really tough conference tournament on Saturday in Osage.
All righty, Coach. Well, thanks so much for taking some time and talking with us this morning. We really do appreciate it, and we'll talk to you again before the TIC conference meet next Saturday.
Thanks, Aaron.
That's 4A City Head Wrestling Coach Steve Stout.